Bumbershoot, covering life's chaos with humor and heart. Bumbershoot is about sharing stories that offer fresh perspectives on this whirlwind we call life. Each episode dives deep into the challenges, triumphs, and unexpected twists that shape our journeys. No matter how fierce the storm, Bumbershoot is here to remind you that joy and strength are always within reach. Through heartfelt conversations, relatable stories, and uplifting moments, this podcast becomes the umbrella you need to weather life's storms. Even on the cloudiest of days, Bumbershoot will cover you with humor, heart, and a little bit of sunshine. Okay, this is our first episode. It's actually the intro episode. It's pretty fun and exciting that this idea came about. And here we are sitting in this little studio doing our first episode or our intro episode to Bumbershoot. And I say our because I'm not alone in this studio. I'm excited to have some of my closest friends join me in my journey through this podcast little road to hopefully somewhere. I don't know where yet exactly, but I have Tracy and Rhonda here. Rhonda, I met when our kids were in elementary school, and our sons are still best friends to this day. So we see an awful lot of each other, a great lot of each other. I don't want to say awful lot. Then Tracy came along for me, my youngest Logan's first year of football in high school. And Rhonda every day would say, oh, that player number 99, the one that stood out on the field making all the tackles. She kept saying, that's my friend Tracy's son. And she was so proud to have this friend Tracy who had this great son. Anyway, so it was like, oh, Tracy's not your friend, Tracy. We would joke around. But yes, I met Tracy. Now she's my friend, Tracy, too.
And Sherman.
And the families. So the families are all friends. So our boys played all of high school football together, which created a really special bond with us. The pre-gaming and cheering for each other's kids. And just supporting each other along the way. So Tracy's a newer friend, but we got very close. So the fun thing is that they know me very well, but they don't know all my stories. So that's why we thought it would be fun for them to be able to ask me questions that maybe listeners would be wondering. They can ask the questions, and that way you wouldn't have to call in or email or wait on an answer. We could get those answers right away. So thank you guys for being here.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Yeah, and I want to mention that we open a bottle of Poggioliano Camerato before every podcast. It gives Rhonda a little liquid courage because these girls are a little shy of the mic. I'm not, but it is delicious wine that my family produces. My husband really is the spearhead of that company. So thank you, Poggioliano Wine, for sponsoring our podcast.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. I know you guys have questions about this whole thing because I made you wait till today for me to answer them. And so just about this whole thing coming to fruition. Go ahead.
What does Bumbershoot mean, actually?
Well, Bumbershoot means umbrella. And although we never heard anyone use the term, it is supposedly an American slang for umbrella. So maybe we could all start using that term. Although I don't even use umbrellas. I'd rather just put a hood on or run in the rain. So,
why did you pick that name?
I picked the name because I was actually looking for a unique and kind of playful word, a word that was catchy that would make people be interested in what this is all about. There is a lot out there that says the name of your podcast should really explain what it's all about, but I think I could do that in the tagline. So the tagline being covering life's chaos with humor and heart tells you that we're going to be covering life's chaos with humor and heart. So, and the covering part is where the Bumbershoot comes in, because obviously when we pop an umbrella, we're covered from the weather, whether it's sun or rain. But so that's how I picked it.
Okay. What inspired you to start a podcast?
Well, got to condense this story, but the long story short is my other dear friend, Michelle, invited me to a fashion show at Wilson Creek Winery here in Temecula. And I met, I knew the gal that invited her and a guest. Turns out Temecula is such a small world here. If you live here, we're all one degree of separation. So anyway, turns out I know Mel, the gal that invited her. Well, Mel's boss was there up from San Diego. So Mel's boss doesn't know the area, didn't really know me at all, except for what Mel had told her briefly about me owning restaurants in the Valley and having a charity, being the president and founder of Charity for Charity, which we'll get to later. So she was telling her boss a little bit about me, but then we went to lunch after and she said, "Charity, tell my boss, you know, what you do." So as I started telling her, one story led into another, and I do love telling stories. So I had her on the edge of her seat. I had her in tears. I had her laughing. I had her anxious for me to finish my stories when we would get interrupted. And at the end of our lunch, I think it was a 2-hour lunch, and I did most of the talking. She said, "Charity, have you ever thought about doing a podcast?" And I was like, "I actually have kind of thought about, I don't know if you guys can hear that. Oh, with my dad's. Dad's BMW is getting ready to leave the premises." Maybe my noise canceling canceled it. I don't know. Anyway, so when I told her, you know, I had thought about doing something, whether it was like a reality show with my nonprofit or something. I'm not real familiar with podcasts. She's like, "You need to do a podcast. You're a storyteller." And you had me laughing, you had me crying, you had me, you know, waiting for the next part. And so she goes, "I really think you should look into it. So don't challenge me like that, because if you challenge me or I get an idea in my head, forget about it. Dad, pull out." She's like, "Rumbling the whole office." So as soon as I went home, it's like I did my due diligence. I started diving into it and I thought, oh my gosh, this is for me. I get to tell stories. Like, people will listen, hopefully. So that's why I was like, this might be fun. And so anyways, I've done some research, and I don't want to do too much research because I don't want to disturb like the organicity. Is that a word? Organicness.
That sounds right.
Of this, I want it to be raw and real and transparent and who I am. And I just feel like if I dive into too many, I might get critical of it and start overthinking. So anyway, hold on to your seats because it's going to be a wild ride.
So why did you ask Rhonda and I to be a part of it with you?
Well, I mentioned a little bit, but so part of it is because, well, when Mel's boss challenged me, Michelle was sitting across from me and I said, "Yeah, I can have Michelle and she can ask me questions." And her boss said, no, "I knew you were going to say that. That won't work because she knows you. She knows your stories. So you won't tell them as passionately and new and animated. And she won't have the same organic, raw response like I did." I was like, "Oh, that is great advice." So I went on to think through like who would be the right person, because it's someone I've spent a lot of time with. And so I gotta want to spend a lot of time with her. And but it has to be someone that doesn't know all my stories. And what was so cool was when I thought of you guys, I know Rhonda knows more stories than you do, Tracy, but also Rhonda telling her is like telling me, my husband telling me that we've been somewhere before. It's always like first time. So when telling Rhonda, she's so cute and like interested and sincere that it's always like the first time telling her a story. So I knew that that would be great. And then with you, Tracy, it was that you are so close to me, yet you don't know all the stories. So we can all be comfortable together and sit in here as girlfriends just chatting. But I can be sharing these is exciting and or raw as they are. So that's why I asked you guys. And I knew Tracy would be like, Rhonda will have a lot of questions and Tracy will be good about getting us on track. So, and she'll have great questions as well, but I just knew the dynamics would be great. And then they were so gracious when I asked them, even though they're terrified of public speaking and microphones.
Yes.
They 100%. Took my hand and let me lead them, and they're giving it a shot, and I know they're going to be great. In fact, we did a little like a while last week and it was just exactly what I expected. So it's exciting. Yes.
Okay. What do you hope others will get out of this?
I hope others, there's a lot of things I hope others get out of it. It also depends on what part of the stories and journeys we're on. I'll hope different things for different series and episodes. But overall, I hope that people, one, can see that being honest and raw and real is a good thing. It can help others when you're honest, raw, and real about things you've been through. And I hope that people will be inspired and encouraged to share their stories and want to, you know, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, I hope that they'll want to share their stories with people they know, maybe not come on the podcast and do it. Not be afraid or intimidated to share their stories, because as we go through this journey, I think that, you know, people will be inspired or encouraged by my stories and seeing that when I paint the picture of what others see in me, that you'll see that I'm, you know, I've been through stuff too, even though I wake up every day with a smile and a skip in my step. It's a choice I make, and not just because everything falls into place all the time.
Yeah. Love it. So how can listeners reach out to you?
Well, I have an email for now, and I do believe, since we're new to this, I'm not sure the program that we're using to host it might have a way for them to reach out. I'm not sure, but at least until then, or until we get really seasoned at this, charitybumbershoot@gmail.com is a great immediate way that you can reach out. So charitybumbershoot@gmail.com, and I will get right back to you. So yeah, that's that. So what I wanted to do, I know you guys, I'm gonna break for a second and go back to in the intro, there's a paragraph that I give to the listeners, kind of giving an overall aspect of what we're going to be talking about, what this is going to be all about. And I kind of wanted to break it down. So if you have any questions, just interrupt me and, mm-hmm. and we'll answer. Okay. So it started as, it's about sharing stories that offer fresh perspectives on this world when we call life. So I think a lot of times we kind of have like a narrow perspective of our stories anyway. And we don't see them like how maybe someone else might see them. And it goes back to me talking about when you share your story, you could bless someone else, or you could encourage someone else, or inspire someone else. So I hope with this, we can give you new perspectives, different options and opportunity to look at your stories and see it through a different light, whether that's good or bad. I mean, I hope it's good. But it just helps you to like kind of get a bigger picture of your world, because we kind of get stuck in little ruts of our worlds, right? And in each episode, we'll dive deep into the challenges, triumphs, and unexpected twists that shape our journeys. So as we all know, I don't think anyone, I mean, I'm 51. Our listeners are probably anywhere from in their, I don't know. I mean, I hope it spans all of everybody, but I do think that we're probably going to get people from their like adulthood through the latter adulthood. And we know that every day brings us something new, right? I mean, we could be sailing along and then there's a bump in the road, or there's a crack in the sidewalk. There's something that takes us off course. And, but we also have things to be like excited about and things we celebrate. You know, my celebration might be different than your celebration. And so I'm just going to be sharing all the things that that I have gone through in life and continue to go through And I want you to think about how that like relates to you. Like, oh yeah, she had this triumph. I had this triumph, or she had this challenge. I had this challenge. And so that's what I hope with just sharing these, each different episode, it'll have its own little spin. And we'll be sure to title them all so everybody knows what the episodes are about. Bumbershoot is here to remind you that joy and strength are always within reach. So you'll learn more about Charity for Charity. Feel free to look it up, charityforcharity.org. But through especially the last 18 years that I've been doing Charity for Charity, I've really learned that, the people that go through the toughest times are the ones that come out with the most joy and strength. And so if they can do it, anyone can do it. I've seen a lot of loss and heartbreak and injuries and so much of so many things, addiction, divorce, whatever it may be, we always have a choice. And I remember, I'm going to quote Mrs. Ainsworth from Vintage Hills Elementary School back in the day when my kids were there. And she would start off her Friday Five Salutes and she'd say, choose your attitude. And it's a great, great thing to teach our youth and to remind us as we grow that we choose our attitude every day, no matter what we're faced with. And then through heartfelt conversations, relatable stories, and uplifting moments, this will become your umbrella that you need to weather the storms. This is going to be kind of basically, this encompasses what I've been talking about, just sharing stories. And girls will bring in conversation or questions that, and we just understand that we might have intention for one episode and then it takes us on a different journey. And so we may roll this episode into as many as it takes to cover it, depending on where it goes. But we're just going to let this take its own course. And I think that will be fun for you, for the listeners, and fun for us, for sure. And then even on the cloudiest days, so even on those bad days, we hope to bring you humor, art, and the sunshine you need. So do you guys have any other questions? No?
I don't.
Not
at this minute, surprisingly.
Okay. I know, that's okay.
Right now, but not right now.
Yeah, so we probably intend, we'll probably have 30 to 40 minute episodes, but this one being like the intro episode, it'll be short. But we hope that you were encouraged to come back and listen to us next week. We will be weekly. And we hope that you will subscribe. I don't even know if you subscribe or
I was going to ask,
join,
find you. I'm not a podcast person.
Right. So what we will do when we upload these is we will be submitting them to all the podcast platforms. So Amazon, Spotify, Apple. Mm-hmm. And I think there are a couple other ones. And so we will be submitting them for upload at all of those entities. And then they'll look, you just search Bumbershoot. Mm-hmm. There's nobody else that has Bumbershoot. But it's Bumber, BUMBERSHOOT. And when I looked up the definition, it says the American slang for umbrella. And I guess it came from umbrella.
Yeah.
Well, so anyway, but it is it's kind of a fun word. It's not as fun to say as I thought. And is like, shoot. But that's okay. It'll become ours and it is ours. And so you'll be saying it from here on out. Bumbershoot. Like Beetlejuice. And hopefully we'll appear in your podcast. All right. So just a reminder that you can reach out on charitybumbershoot@gmail.com and subscribe or join or click or whatever you got to do. If you're a podcast listener, you know what to do. And if you're not, just email me and I'll get you the answer because I didn't look it up before this meeting or this episode. So anyways, welcome to Bumbershoot. We're covering life's chaos with humor and heart is what we're all about. And that's not all. We'll be back next week.